Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And of course, to the standing between the living and the dead service family members worldwide. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 65. And we're at now Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. Who hast set thy glory above the heavens? Unable to express the glory of God, the psalmist utters a note of exclamation. O Jehovah, our Lord, we need not wonder at this, for no heart can measure, no tongue can utter the half of the greatness of Jehovah. The whole creation is full of his glory and radiant with the excellency of his power. His goodness and his wisdom are manifested on every hand. The countless myriads of terrestrial beings, from man the head to the creeping worm at the foot, are all supported and nourished by the divine bounty. The solid fabric of the universe leans upon his eternal arm. Universally is he present. Universally is he present, and everywhere is his name excellent. God worketh ever and everywhere. There is no place where God is not. The miracles of his power await us on all sides. Traverse the silent valleys where the rocks enclose you on either side, rising like the battlements of heaven, till you can see but a strip of the blue sky far overhead. You may be the only traveler who has passed through that glen. The bird may start up affrighted, and the moss may tremble beneath the first tread of human foot. But God is there in a thousand wonders, upholding yon rocky barriers, filling the flower cups with their perfume and refreshing the lonely pines with the breath of his mouth. Descend, if you will, into the lowest depths of the ocean, where undisturbed the water sleeps and the very sand is motionless in unbroken quiet. But the glory of the Lord is there, revealing its excellence in the silent palace of the sea. Borrow the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, but God is there. Mount to the highest heaven or dive into the deepest hell, and God is in both, hemmed in everlasting song or justified in terrible vengeance. Everywhere and in every place, God dwells and is manifestly at work. nor on earth alone is Jehovah extolled, for his brightness shines forth in the firmament above the earth. His glory exceeds the glory of the starry heavens. Above the region of the stars, he hath set fast his everlasting throne. And there he dwells in light ineffable. Let us adore him who alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, who maketh Arcturus, Orion, Pleiades, and the chambers of the south. We can scarcely find more fitting words than those of Nehemiah. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Returning to the text, we are led to observe that this psalm is addressed to God, because none but the Lord himself can fully know his own glory. The believing heart is ravished with what it sees, but God only knows the glory of God. What a sweetness lies in the little word, our. How much is God's glory endeared to us when we consider our interest in him as our Lord. How excellent is thy name. No words can express that excellency, and therefore it is left as a note of exclamation. The very name of Jehovah is excellent. What must his person be? Note the fact that even the heavens cannot contain his glory. It is set above the heavens, since it is and ever must be too great for the creature to express. When wandering among the Alps, we felt that the Lord was infinitely greater than all his grandest works, and under that feeling we roughly wrote these few lines. Yet in all these, how great soever they be, we see not him. The glass is all too dense and dark, or else our earth-born eyes too dim. Yon Alps that lift their heads above the clouds and hold familiar converse with the stars are dust at which the balance trembleth not, compared with his divine immensity. The snow-crowned summits fail to set him forth who dwelleth in eternity and bears alone the name of High and Lofty One. Depths unfathomed are too shallow to express the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. The mirror of the creatures has no space to bear the image of the infinite. 'Tis true the Lord hath fairly writ his name and set his seal upon creation's brow, but as the skillful potter much excels the vessel which he fashions on the wheel, even so, but in proportion greater far, Jehovah's self transcends his noblest works. Earth's ponderous wheels would break, her axle snap, if frightened with the load of deity. Space is too narrow for the Eternal's rest, and time too short, a footstool for his throne. Even avalanche and thunder lack a voice to utter the full volume of his praise. How then can I declare him? Where are words with which my glowing tongue may speak his name? Silent I bow, and humbly I adore. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we thank you for this journey this morning in this devotional based upon a book, Psalms, a book that many, many millions have read for their devotional time, including us. And we thank you for those days. Lord, I cannot thank you enough for those days when we read through the Psalms. And amazingly, Lord, it always seemed so quickly, but very powerful. And we thank you so much for this time with your servant, Charles Hatton Spurgeon. He being dead, yet speaketh and still helps. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. We give you all of the glory, praise, and honor, for all of it is due your name. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the White House family reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved from hell and walk with the Lord throughout this life and in the life to come. In that wonderful place called heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, that is all very bad news. But here's the good news. I have some good news for you. It is called the gospel. Gospel means good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So just believe in your heart, my dear friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt that you owe God. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins as the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ went through hell and went to hell for you, so that you would not have to go to hell. He was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me and for everybody, so that we can live eternally with him in heaven. He did it for you and me. He did it for us. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what, you ask? Saved from hell. Saved to what, you ask? Saved to heaven, to be with God, and to be with Jesus Christ, and to be with the angels and the saints of God forever. My dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God, trust in him today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, and in your heart. And please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, which should be a reflection of your heart, of what you want to say to God since you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have done some bad things in my life in your sight. I am sorry for my sins, and today I believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. Please forgive me of all of my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from the hell that I deserve, and save my soul to the heaven that I don't deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a proper request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.